Now, it was last orders for Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer during a campaign walkabout in Bath city centre yesterday after this moment when landlord Rod Humphries booted him out of his pub.
You have failed me. I've been a Labour voter my entire life. You have failed to be the opposition. You have failed to ask whether lockdown
was
functioning.
Sorry, there's a car just behind. Can we just...
Do you understand?
Can we go in?
Thousands of people have died because you have failed to do your job and ask the real questions.
That man is not allowed in my pub. Get out of my pub! Go on. Get out of my pub!
And so he did. And landlord Rod Humphries joins us now. We have in the studio, of course, the Mail's Andrew Pearce and the Mirror's Kevin Maguire and also Dr. Hillary, because I think Dr. Hillary's going to be interested in what you say, Mr. Humphries. Firstly, did you know that the Labour leader was planning to drop in?
Not really. I did know that some Labour Party person was coming and I sort of assumed it was some local councillor or something wanting to talk about something.
I thought this was something that had been agreed by one of your business partners.
Yes, clearly that was the case, but I'd failed to attend to the detail, as I sometimes do. And then there was Keir Starmer on the street, so I gave him a piece of my mind.
OK, now, what is your issue as a Labour voter with your leader?
Right. Yes, he, in my opinion, so the way we've handled this pandemic, this virus, has overwhelmingly impacted on the old, the young, the vulnerable and the poor. And if there's anybody who should be standing up for them, it should be him. And he's utterly failed to do it.
OK, can I just interrupt you? Because there's two issues here, aren't there? The one is what you say, which is very important. The other is, why did it get... Sorry, I think people will be distracted by the fact it got so physical.
Oh, so I'm not sure why he walked into the pub and I wasn't happy about that. So I went after him to ask him to leave or tell him to leave. And his security guards grabbed me and that's why I got physical.
OK, so presumably, you know, the security guards are there to protect a very high profile, high risk politician. So
I was no physical threat to him, but I don't think that matters.
OK, so then you got moved out of the way so that he could leave the pub. All right, so we've established what happens in terms of the pictures. Mm. Carry on with your issue with him.
So there are a lot of things which are simple facts which need to be discussed. For example, as I put to him on the street, the average age of death with COVID is 82 years and 3 months. The average age of death is 81 years. That means, basically, that old people die. When we get old, we die. That's fundamentally what's been happening. The last time, as a proportion, this many people died in this country was 2008. Now, and every preceding year, more people had died going back to the Second World War. So I don't remember us doing all this stuff in 2008.
So your issue is that you're anti-lockdown. You don't agree with the restrictions and you think Sir Keir Starmer hasn't stood up for people like you.
Why is he not talking about Florida? Why is he not talking about Texas, Sweden, Tanzania, Belarus, all the places in the world where they simply haven't done this and lots of people haven't died?
Right.
Well, he should be in Parliament asking those questions on behalf of us.
That's not strictly true. I mean, Sweden they have had their versions of restrictions. Mm-hmm. Almost every country in all these states you mentioned, they have had some restrictions. It's an absolute lie that they haven't. But look, I mean, surely you understand one fundamental point. You understand the point that we had this new virus over the last 18 months and the main reasons for lockdown and all these precautions was to protect the hospitals and the NHS. If we didn't have lockdown, these hospitals would have been overrun. More people would have died. Surely you understand that. You said at the start of this interview that you don't tend to look at detail. I think you need to tend to look at a bit more detail here when it comes to the pandemic. Surely you understand that.
What would actually, the evidence is against you. If you care to talk to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, there are lots of bits of the world which have actually managed to cope with, and I'm not denying that it was very serious. Lots of bits of the world have actually put resources into their hospitals and kept their economy open, and they've not had any more deaths than us. I don't know why, but clearly all this social distancing and stuff doesn't work. There have been lots and lots and lots of studies pointing this out. Why is no one standing up and talking about this?
OK, well, I'll tell you someone who... He might not be standing up and talking about it, but Dr Hillary is certainly sitting down and quite aerated about it.
With the greatest of respect, Rod, I think you should stick to pulling pints rather than advising the government about policy on the biggest pandemic public health issue for the last 100 years. Look at the fact... In India right now, 270,000 people a day are coming down with COVID-19. Brazil, 852 children under the age of 9 have died from COVID in the last 6 weeks, and 518 of them were under 1 year old. Babies are dying of COVID. Now, if we ignore a pandemic, if we say lockdown doesn't work, how do you think this spreads in the first place? It's person-to-person contact. And if you look at all the countries that locked down earlier and had more sustained lockdown, they've had better health outcomes and better economies. You know, it's very simple. Look at every peak that we've had. What happened when we had a peak of 1,200 deaths a day? We went into lockdown and the numbers came down. It's very simple. You have to have lockdown in a pandemic that kills people. And if you're saying that at 83, it doesn't matter if you die, you're saying that people like Prince Philip, in the last 16 years of his life, were meaningless and worthless. We can't allow that to happen. You can't be that ageist.
Right. So firstly, as even I think Chris Whitty or Mr. Valance have acknowledged, when we've gone into lockdown, the infections, the deaths certainly the infections have already been falling. So actually, there is no established causal link, and this has been researched all over the world. The causal link between lockdowns and lack of deaths and serious hospitalizations is just not there.
Would you like to tell me how it happens then? How numbers come down? It's not vaccination because it hasn't had time to have an effect yet, but it will reduce hospitalizations and deaths. But how do you think we got out of the first two peaks?
Oh, I think that after you've had it, you're immune. And it's a seasonal virus that clearly is very dangerous.
A seasonal virus that's been going on all year.
If you look at the data around the world, so we had it when it arrived in March, and then we had another surge of it in winter, and I'm sure we're going to have it again this winter, and I strongly suspect people will start PCR and lateral flow testing in autumn and close us down again if they can.
I mean, Rod, you know, I know you represent... There is a significant number of people who may agree with you, but 150,000 deaths, you know, is the toll. And rising, unfortunately, because of coronavirus in this country.
Can we have that in perspective?
I think for every single one of those families who has lost someone to COVID, we don't need your perspective particularly on that. That's a tragedy for every single person. But Rod, I think what you've done is you've raised some really interesting points, and I'd like to talk to Andrew and Kevin about them. Because what Rod's, you know, this is one of those very significant moments in political campaigning, isn't it? Where he's basically bringing up an issue. We know the majority of people, actually, if you poll them, are in favour of the restrictions and have been in favour of lockdown. But there are people, like Rod, obviously, and particularly in the hospitality industry, who feel like they've been disproportionately affected by something which they think has been taken and exaggerated. But it's a very interesting point that he put to Sir Keir Starmer. Where was your opposition on this? And that has been a tricky one for the Labour leader.
Yeah, and if you look at the polls, the Labour leader is miles behind Boris Johnson as who would make the best Prime Minister. The Labour Party is miles behind the Tory Party. But when you consider we've got one of the highest death tolls in Europe, not the highest anymore, but one of the highest, you couldn't say this has been the government's finest hour, could you? And yet Labour have been nowhere to be seen. However, Rod is wrong. We had to go into lockdown. I hate going into lockdown. I have some sympathy for the Prime Minister in not taking us into lockdown as quickly, perhaps, as he should have done, because I think he was trying to protect the economy But
well, there's an argument if we'd gone into lockdown earlier, lives, exactly, of course, would have been saved.
You could argue that.
Particularly later in the year last year, if we'd gone into lockdown earlier, we would have saved lives.
Yeah.
But people compare the pandemic, Kevin, to a war. And it was a war on COVID. And in those circumstances, the opposition leader is in a very tricky situation because you almost want a government of national unity.
Well, you want the government to win. That's what you want. You want the government to succeed in a pandemic, just as you would in a, in, certainly in the World War II. But look, Rod's a COVID idiot, and his co-owner of the pub has distanced himself from what he is saying. All the evidence is lockdowns work.
Of course,
right, it's just absolutely clear. Keir Starmer, as an opposition leader, because he knew lockdowns work, his opposition was focusing on the government not providing PPE for health service workers. It was criticising the discharging of the elderly from hospitals
and
into care homes.
And remember, Summer is married to an NHS worker.
He knows all. He knows pretty much all about it, does Keir Starmer. Yeah. His opposition was also that Boris Johnson in the summer, going into the autumn, was too slow to follow the scientific advice and reimpose the lockdown, which is why more than half the people who died died from the autumn on. And a lot of that was avoidable. I have huge sympathy with a publican who has been locked down and feels his business has been going down the pan. And probably didn't get enough support. I accept that. And I think there's legitimate criticism. But just coming up with a load of conspiracy theories, he's probably read bits on the web here and there and cherry-picking and ignoring the overall evidence, is crazy. And if a drinker, I think, behaved the way he was, shouting and ranting like that, if a drinker was like that in his pub, he would be...
Why didn't Keir Starmer's team check that pub out first? Check that the publican was going to make him welcome. Yeah. Pour him a nice pint and
I think Keir was speaking to Rod outside the pub, didn't realise it was his pub, so tried to walk away from him and then walks into the pub. Get away from him. I'll go and have a pint.
Trying to get away from the village.
What do you think? Because we've seen moments like this before, haven't we, where there's a confrontation. Yes. I mean, Nigel Farage during May 2019 had a milkshake thrown at him. During a campaign walkabout, he'd just given a short speech in Newcastle ahead of the European elections. The guy was handcuffed for hurling. Well, apparently it was a banana and salted caramel drink at Farage, and was ordered by a judge to pay for his soup cleaning bill. I mean, you do put yourself in harm's way in a way,
but
don't
you're supposed to do a bit of... they call it the recce beforehand.
Right.
Check that you're going to get a nice, warm welcome, because as much as they say we want to meet the real people, they only want to meet the real people if they know they're going to have a nice, warm welcome.
I think there's a split between the owners of the pub, because the co-owner has said, look, I'm distancing myself from it.
Well, you do wonder, if somebody doesn't believe in the pandemic, might not wash his glasses either.
I don't think I'm going to go to that pub.
Can I just add one thing? We all make assumptions that nothing changes with this virus. Things change all the time with this virus, so we can't make assumptions. So we're having new variants, which can behave differently to the original variant. Also, we're seeing this in younger people, and we haven't even touched on COVID-19, long COVID, which affects younger people for a long time. Lots of viruses stay latent within the body, can have effects many years later. Measles, for example, herpes, for example, chickenpox virus can cause shingles. So this virus and long COVID is an unknown. And if we allow new variants to flourish because we ignore this virus at our peril, you know, it's bad news for the future.
All right, Rod, I'm absolutely sure you wash your glasses. but good to talk to you this morning. Although Sir Keir Starmer might disagree. I'm not sure that the Labour Party really wanted to amplify that particular scene. We have